神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
Parenting is not easy at its best.
父母之职是不容易的，可是是非常美好的。
And then when there are problems between the child and the parent, conflicts, this really is troublesome.
当父母跟儿子、孩子之间、亲子之间有一些冲突的时候，实在是很麻烦。
We see that it's not easy, but we must learn how to face these conflicts and how to be able as a parent to guide your child through them.
既然会发生，我们就需要学习怎么样去面对它，不容易，但是我们要学习怎么样来引导我们的孩子，然后走过这些冲突。
None of us are perfect. None of us are all wise.
我们都有不完美的地方，我们也有时候有不聪明的地方。
It takes a lot of wisdom to deal withconflict with your children.
面对亲子间的冲突的时候需要很大的智慧。
I have spoken to you about this, and I have talked to you about some of the reactions and some of the behavior that comes from these conflicts.
我们也谈过这些冲突产生的时候，那会产生什么样的一些行为反应。
We have talked about how these problems affect us daily in our emotions.
我们也谈过这些冲突麻烦呢，会在我们的情绪里面每一天来烦扰我们。
We have talked about how it affects our thinking.
会影响到我们的想法。
And we were speaking about how these conflicts affect our behavior.
而且会影响到我们的行为。
Actually,Parents want to try to be able to understand their children when these problems come up.
当有冲突的时候，父母亲一定要深切的去了解到底孩子的问题在哪里。
We know that one of the things that can break down conflict is when there is an intimacy built up between the parent and the child.
我知道，如果亲子之间有很亲密的关系的时候，可以很快的来突破冲突。
But the problem is many times that intimacy is undeveloped and it threatens the members, it makes them uncomfortable to be close to one another.
最大的麻烦是平常没有建立亲密的关系，然后当冲突来的时候，所以彼此的心跟心之间呢没有办法靠近。
It's, you know, in problems like this, communication is just degenerated until they are disrespectful, or either the children or the parent is disrespectful to one another.
所以呢，因为这种沟通上的阻塞，彼此的这种隔绝，慢慢的彼此就不再尊敬对方了。
Then many times there is like a triangle.The parent, the child, and many times another member in the family that emphasizes and builds these conflicts.
有时候呢，这种冲突关系呢，不是只有父母跟子女间，而就像一个三角形一样，旁边还加进来一个第三者，比如说呢，在父母之外的爷爷奶奶或者是其他的人，然后呢，也参与进到这个冲突里面来。
And then we have to understand this, that we are more than just a body, more than just emotions.
人不是只有身体或者是情绪而已。
More than just how we behave.
人也不是只有行为反应而已。
We are spiritual beings.
人是里面有灵的。
That's why the heart hungers to worship. That's why the heart hungers for something that is beyond us many times.
因为有灵，所以人才会想要去崇拜一个对象，才会有那种渴慕。
You know, the fact of believing in God gives our children, as well as ourselves, an understanding of authority.
当孩子们从小有这种尊敬或者是崇拜神的观念的时候呢，给他们有一种这种尊敬权威的一种理念。
And of course, with children, little children, as they are growing, the authority figure is their father.
那在孩子的心目中，在神之下，他的权柄的这个上面的权柄呢，就是爸爸。
But the problem is, many times the father is ineffective, he's unwilling or he's absent as far as being a spiritual leader to his family.
问题是这个爸爸呢常常会有忽略或者是没有挑起成为一个头一个领导者的这样的一个责任有时候就是好像心不在焉或忽略了。
Now maybe that troubles you and you feel like after all, I have nothing to do with the spiritual part of my child.
或许你说这个跟一个人的信仰有什么关系呢?
But the fact is it's very important.
但事实上是有关系的。
Because it develops a respect in a child.
因为信仰会带给孩子里面有那种尊敬、敬畏的心。
When they have a respect for a true and living God, then they have respect for their parents and authority, and then as it reaches out into the community, they have respect for their government.
一个懂得敬畏神的人，他就懂得怎么样在家里面能够尊重权威之后呢在外面伸展到社会国家也懂得怎么样去顺服权柄
When there is no respect, that's why children have conflict
当没有尊敬没有尊重的时候就产生冲突了
Many times the communication of the family is one of anger They don't listen to each other, quick to quarrel Because they have no respect for each other.
当一个家庭里面没有彼此的尊敬的时候，你可以发现大家的沟通呢都不听人家讲，只有要讲给对方听，而且呢都带着怒气讲话。
I have found that children who have a healthy respect for God will have a healthy respect for their parents.
我已经找过很多例子，他们如果有那种虔诚敬畏神的心的话，这些孩子通常会有对父母很尊重的这样的一个特质。
When they've never been taught the respect or the place of authority, that's when children look outside to their peers or to others rather than to the parents.
所以当孩子没有被教导要尊重长上的时候呢，那么他们就会把他们的心身向就是会取向于外面的人而不在于家里面
This does affect the social life
冲突也会带来对于社交生活的影响
And how the child or the parent reacts even in society
连父母亲在社交里面的这样的一个反应也会有影响
Those parents who are distant with their childThe child then attempts to gain attention by maybe acting very rebellious or by trying to overachieve or they withdraw from society.
这些孩子跟父母之间有距离的孩子呢当他们到这种处群里面来的时候呢他们会有那种叛逆的倾向或者是畏缩的倾向。
So sometimes when you see a child that's so rebellious, it's because they have this lack of their parents' love and safety in their heart.
所以当你看到一个孩子他在外面的表现很叛逆型的时候呢基本上他是跟父母之间的那种疏离那种产生的这种没有安全感还有产生这种叛逆。
Because as parents, we have to be very sure that we don't neglect the interest in our children's lives by being absorbed in our own life.
所以父母亲对于跟孩子间的这种距离关系要很注意要非常的去关注孩子的生命生活当中的不要只有以自我为中心。
So We have to give attention to our children, but then we must balance that.
我们当然要关注、关心孩子，但是也要取得平衡。
Because sometimes when we watch over them too closely, they become rebellious and they fight against it.
有时候我们太去靠近他，距离太近，他们也会有那种啊反弹的这样的反应。
And sometimes when we're too laxed and we don't watch them close enough, they feel that we don't care, we're neglecting them, and then they go off to rebellion.
如果我们呢跟他的距离太远，我们忽略他的话，一样的，他会觉得我们是啊对他冷落了，也会产生反弹叛逆。
To keep down conflict, also you have to balance how you treat each of your children.
所以你对于每一个孩子都要有很平衡的对待。
This is probably one of the greater sources of problems that can arise in a family.
有时候家庭里面会产生一个很大的问题是从这里来的。
When you put your love, attention on one more than the other or others, many times hostile feelings come up from that.
那就是当你对待你的几个孩子之间有一个特别好的然后其他的孩子就有那种啊、那种仇视那种不好的感受在里面。
So we have been talking about, what happens to bring about these conflicts, things that we shouldn't do, and maybe things that we should do.
所以我们谈到说啊、有一些我们要避免的有一些我们要应该做的。
Now we want to look at the fact, how can we, resolve these conflicts.
现在我们要很、就是很直接的来谈一谈如何来解决冲突。
As I said before, we have to look at the child and understand, their physical and emotional makeup.
我们谈过要去了解孩子们的身还有心灵的这些需要。
You must look at your own family. Are you experiencing some crises?Is there marital problems between you and your husband?
检查看看在你的家庭关系里面有没有一些危机比如说呢你跟你的先生或你的太太之间有没有一些、就是冲突的地方
So you must look to see if there are problems within the family that would cause these conflicts.
所以当你跟孩子有冲突的时候是不是背后有一些家庭因素带来的呢
Look at the child that you may be having conflict with.
然后看一看这个孩子。
And then say, think to yourself, is this the first child, second, or is this my baby?
到底这个孩子跟你产生冲突的孩子是老大呢？还是中间？还是排行老幺？
Because this actually is very important.
有时候这个也是一个很重要的因素。
Because many times the first child, the first son, we treat them differently than the others.
有时候我们对待老大会跟别的不一样。
And as I said before, this can cause a lot of conflict with the other children.
因为这样会带来跟所有的孩子之间的冲突。
And if it's your baby,Sometimes you're a little easier on them, more permissive to them.
有时候我们会对我们的这个老幺呢，特别的比较纵容跟恩待。
And they don't hold the respect that they should for you.
以至于呢，他们就不再尊敬你了。
Then if it's an only child,
如果你是只有一个孩子的话
stand back and look at the way that you are bringing up this child.
那好好的、想一想你是怎么样把他带大的
Are you bringing them up with any idea of authority and respect toward God and yourselves?
有没有树立你自己的这种权威你有没有让孩子学习到那种对上面对神对你自己对父母亲的这种尊敬
Are they answerable to you? Are you disciplining them in the areas they need it?
需要管教的时候你有做适当的管教吗他们有没有对你交代负责任
Because this may be the reason why you're having conflict with this child.
有时候呢是因为这样的原因你们之间有冲突。
And what is your idea of discipline?
那到底你对于管教有什么想法呢
What does your child think discipline is?
到底你的孩子 感受上管教是什么呢
Sometimes our discipline is abuse.
有时候我们的管教是一种虐待
We call them names.
我们会骂他的名字
We yell at them.
我们对他们喊叫
We beat them in anger.
用生气来打他
And so this is the only thing this child understands.
所以对孩子的了解管教就是这样子
And so then they become resentful many times and bitter at the actions you have toward them when you're trying to discipline.
当你在管教的时候有这些以上我们讲过的那种生气恼恨或者是那种用那种很不好听的话来对他的话那么他的印象中的管教就是这一些然后心里面就会有恼恨跟苦读。
Never forget this. Discipline is training.
不要忘记管教是一种训练。
Discipline is not fighting with the child and see who is going to win.
不是你跟孩子之间要取一个谁赢谁输。
Discipline is being able to look at your child in the eye and say to them, this is what we want you to do.
所以呢管教不是两个就是父母亲跟孩子的战争而是呢父母亲对孩子然后眼对眼很认真地跟他说你需要这样做
In our family, this is what we expect of you.
这个是我们家庭里面应该这样做的
But always let them know that you love them as a person.
但是当你管教之余要让孩子知道你还是很爱他
And respect when they listen to you.
当他们尊敬你的时候呢他们听得从的时候呢你也要很尊重他们
Another thing that's very importantabout bringing the family together and these conflicts being pushed aside. That is communication.
要让家庭的冲突能够过去再度的和谐很重要的一个因素就是沟通。
When parents are able to communicate with each other, this helps the family situation a great deal.
当父母亲懂得怎么样来跟孩子们做很适当的正确的沟通的时候这个会很有效的。
I don't mean communication that hurts each other all the time.
我讲的不是那种要讲那种伤害对方的话。
Or that puts one another down and makes fun of.
我讲的沟通也不是那种褒贬那种好像贬低另外一个人的话。
I mean communication where the two of you are able to express your thinkings and come to a rational conclusion.
真正的沟通是彼此能够相对的来表达自己的那种感受之后呢有一个很合理的一个结论。
We don't always think alike.
彼此的想法是不一样的。
But you should have as the goal for your family not your interest alone, but the interest of the whole family.
我们也要养成一个大家的这种目标，就是全家人知道每一次一件事情不是只有以自己的兴趣为主，要想到全家的兴趣。
Now, our ability to communicate with one another, there is a skill that's very important, and that is our ability to listen.
那如果要有很好的沟通的话我们要学习怎么样听倾听
You see, communication skills is not just talking.
这种沟通不是只有讲而已
It's the ability to listen.
要有能力可以听
And you see, when you can teach your child that they can and communicate with them, it's the fact that you can also listen to them.
那当你说你在教导你的孩子然后你愿意跟他有那种相对的对谈的时候呢你也要是一个能够懂得听他讲话的人
Sometimes you think your child understands what you've asked them to do
有时候你会想说我的孩子应该了解我在讲什么、啊、
But sometimes they really don't
但是你知道吗有时候他们真的不是不了解真的是不明白你在讲什么
Maybe because of what you have said is cloudy it isn't really plain
因为有时候你讲的不是很清楚
Or maybe your child has gotten into the habit of not listening
或者呢你的孩子已经养成一个习惯就是不太听
That's why when you give your child a command to what to do you should ask him to repeat that to you.
有时候当你叫孩子做一件事情的时候，你可以请他再重复一次，看他有没有听到你在跟他讲什么。
And the more you can build the communication between the family, listening and understanding each other, the less conflict you will have.
当一个家庭养成很好的这种沟通的这样的一个管道的时候呢，冲突会越来越少。
Then as a parent, when you have problems with your child, do something.Look at how your child reacts with other adults and how other adults react to your child.
当你跟孩子有冲突的时候，你可以这样做，去观察一下你的孩子怎么样对别的成人，怎么样的态度，然后也看一看别人怎么样来对你的孩子。
Then you may see that your child has better relationship with others than with you.
你却发现呢，有时候发现你的孩子跟别人、外面的人的关系却反而比较好。
That should make you think.
那你就要好好的思考了。
Why can your child relate better to others than they can to their own parent?
为什么你的孩子可以跟外面的人建立好的关系，而没有办法跟自己的父母有这种好的关系呢？
Could it be maybe that we don't spend enough quality time with them?
是不是我们跟他在一起的时间太少了？
A time when as a family you play together, work together, or pray together?
是不是我们缺少那种大家一起玩，然后在一起的时间？
That your child can feel a warmth that you give toward them that makes them understand you really care?
那这样子在一起的时间会给孩子来一个很温馨的感受，而且让他们感受到父母亲很关心他。
Now, as you have built the communication relationship,As you are able to show the rules and the expectation of your children, then you will see the conflicts begin to melt away.
如果你懂得怎么样有很好的沟通，然后建立比较亲近的亲子关系的话，那么在于这种你告诉孩子该怎么做，给他们规范的时候，我想就比较容易能够突破那些冲突。
Then you begin to look at the interest of your child.The desires and goals that they have.
然后也要看一看孩子们到底对什么有兴趣，他们的理想是什么。
And then you begin to discuss how can they reach these goals.
然后你们也来讨论说怎么样让孩子们能够达到他们的理想。
Now maybe you as a parent has expectations for your child that your child is not really interested in.
有时候父母亲要给孩子的这种期待呢，不是孩子所想要的。
This is the time when you can express to your child why you think that this is the best way for them.
然后你就要跟孩子们解释表达说为什么我要希望你这样子。
And then allow them to tell you how they feel about that.
然后也容许孩子们讲一讲他们的感受是什么。
When you have built a good relationship with your child, they're going to want to please you.
那当你们有好的关系的时候，孩子们是一定会想要让父母亲高兴的。
And so then as you can communicate and understand the deeper feelings in your children.
那这样的话，彼此在这种心的深处的感受都可以彼此了解了。
You see, this is one of the things that you must work toward.
那这个是你要去努力去做的。
Parenting is not just feeding and clothing and putting a house over your children's head.
抚养孩子不是只有给他们吃、给他们穿、给他们住而已。
It is knowing them.
而是要了解孩子。
Understanding them.
去了解他们。
Talking with them.
跟他们讲话。
Listening to them.
听他们讲话。
Be able to share things with one another.
然后彼此可以分享。
You may say, we're not used to that.
或许你说我不习惯这样子。
We are very authoritarian. We feel like what we say, they must do.
因为我一向就是习惯叫他们做什么，他们就该做什么。
But this brings many conflicts.
那这样的话就会产生很多冲突。
Maybe you may not even be aware of it.
或许你自己也没有意识到。
Until finally they do something that hurts you very bad.
一直到他们做一些事情伤你的心的时候，你才体会到。
Beautiful is the home that is warm, a home where the children.Is happy to come back to.
一个家美在哪里呢？它的价值在哪里呢？在于孩子们非常的喜欢回到家。
Do you realize the joy in the heart of a child who feels safe, comfortable, and loved when they walk into the house?
当孩子走进家的时候，他们心里面应该是那种快乐、舒服，然后很喜乐、有爱的，很温馨的。
Oh yes, they may call out when they come in, Oh mommy, I'm hungry.
或许回家时候他们就说，妈妈，我饿了。
But more than food, they want your love and attention.
那这样子想要吃饭的这样的一个意愿呢，事实上还包括着他们觉得在家里面啊，要妈妈的对他们的那种关心。
But I want to talk about another area, and that is the other adults that may be in the home or close to the home.
那比如说呢，在家里面呢，有第三者，第三个成人，他在介入这个家庭。
You may say to me, I try hard with my child, but sometimes the grandmother, grandfather, or aunt, or someone else is constantly interfering.
有时候你有这样的一个事情，就是你说呢，我很尽力的要来带我的孩子，可是呢，我的啊，比如说公公婆婆啦，或者是我的爸爸妈妈啦，还是我的四周围的这些啊小姑啦、阿姨啦，就会介入。
When I set down the rules or when I tell them to do something, the other person makes it very difficult and just takes up for them.
我有一些规范，但是呢，这些四周围的人呢，会来阻扰他们守规定。
This can be the center of many great conflicts in the home.
这个有时候也是家里冲突的一个原因。
That's where, as a parent, you are going to have to establish your authority.
所以父母们要好好的建立、树立父母亲自己的权柄。
You're grateful for the other adults and what they do for your child, but you must make them understand that as a parent, it's your word that the child must follow.
当然我们也很愿意很欢迎这些亲戚或者这些长辈呢可以陪着我们的孩子跟他们在一起或爱他们。但是你也要很清楚的表达这是我的孩子父母亲有给他们很清楚的规范他们应该遵守。
And when you see them doing something that's going to break this unity between you and your child, you must face them. You must face them and tell them that you are the authority.
当你发现有一些这种啊，因为第三者的介入而破坏了你们的和谐的时候，你一定要去面对，而且很坦白的跟他说，我的权柄是这样子。
There will always be some small conflicts in a family.
家庭里面小小的冲突都会有的。
But if you can communicate as a family,
如果家人之间有良好的沟通，
learn to listen to one another,
学习对对方倾听，
let your child understand your expectation,
让孩子很清楚、很清晰地明白你的期待，
and yet let them know that you love them,
让他们知道你真的是很爱他们。
Build up their sense of respect by their respect for God and for you.
对孩子建立他们对神还有对父母亲的这种尊敬。
Learn to be interested in them.
而且呢，你也要对他们有一种啊兴趣。
And I believe you will have much, much fewer.Problems with conflicts.
这样子，这些冲突就会比较减低，比较少了。
You have to have wisdom.
你需要智慧。
But with God's help, you can do it.
神帮助你，你做得到的。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供。由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。